Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Turkeys. Officially, I hereby pardon that gaggle of turkeys from the GCN mothership, all 15 of them. So nobody can take them home. I'm going to have Alex Knutson, our technical maestro for this show, make sure that he puts out my pardon officially to everybody else at the studio so nobody accidentally walks away with one of those suckers. It's hard to get them in the building, let me tell you. And I don't know if legally they're allowed to run away, run around the way they have been running around, especially since we've got a vending machine that has a hole in it. That could be pretty interesting to those turkeys. Speaking of having a hole in what's happening, I think when we talk about immigration, and we just had weeks of this whole immigration inquiry, behind closed doors, in front of the cameras, dissecting and analyzing and looking at the Rubik's Cube and trying to figure out where is Rudy in all of this, there are more questions than answers, and there are T-shirts being sold with no quid pro quo, whatever. So that might be under your tree, perhaps. Rudy Giuliani is the mystery man in the middle of all of this. He was in talks to work for Ukraine, a Ukraine official who was helping him find some of the details, I guess, on Biden, allegedly. So that's where we're at with all of this. I think the focus is on Rudy and then what the report's going to say, what happens, and where do we go from here. It's let's take a break time. Because at least for a handful of days, people are thinking about turkey and football and everything but Washington, D.C., in my opinion. And trying to get home. Some people got stuck with these crazy storms, and the storms were pretty bad. There were people had power knocked out in the Midwest, and then there was so much snow in some places that it was slow going on the roadways. Even here in Minnesota, where people are so used to, I think, those conditions, there's always accidents when you get big snows. And there was a lot of snow that fell, and the bomb cyclone on the West Coast, the snow in the Midwest, certainly handcuffed a few people as they were trying to make their way back home or someplace else for the holiday. So once that clears up, I guess some people will be able to get back to where they were headed. I mean, you think of the major hubs like Chicago, O'Hare, and Midway airports, and when you've got gusty winds, they're not landing those planes on top of snow and whatever other potential threat you could throw out there. And there were a lot of those threats happening, whether it was, for example, even Santa Barbara. They're worried about mudslides in some of these burn areas, and they're worried about, the rain that helped them battle this cave fire. They're worried about what I said, mudslides, because it burned 4,000 acres, and it's 20% contained. So they're saying at least people should be in their homes and be there in time for the Thanksgiving weekend and all of that. But pretty devastating in places where I used to live, Montecito, California. And if you remember, in Montecito, there were mudslides that killed 23 people and destroyed about 100 homes. 100 homes. That was nasty stuff. Let's go to Grim, who's listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim. Grim.
Happy Thanksgiving there, Kate.
Hey, you too. What's happening in your world?
Huh?
What's happening in your world?
Let's try Try this out, Kate. It goes with how you open your program anyhow. Let me take you back to when you were young and just married. How many young wives, because we don't really need to sweat the small stuff, you know, mudslides and hurricanes and tornadoes. But let me take you back to your first marriage, your first Thanksgiving dinner. Any women out there right now, their first Thanksgiving dinner, just married, first year of marriage. It's just her and her husband, and she wants to please him so badly. I want to tell all you ladies out there, screw it up. There's a store, you send him out to get it.
That's good advice.
It ain't going to turn out like you see on the TV. It ain't going to be golden brown. It may be. Because I'll ask Kate, what was yours like?
Oh, yeah. My mother was such a good cook, and I learned from her, but I didn't know. My first turkey was not, it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't golden brown, amazing, easy to cut. No.
But it was that expectation.
Yes.
That's the thing I'm telling all the young women out there. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat the small.
Yeah, don't,
I mean,
don't
yes,
sweat
this
it.
Is the biggest thing, you know, the mudslides, the mudslides and everything else. They're mediocre to burning a turkey.
Oh, yeah. There's so many other things happening in the world. You're right. It's just minor. That's funny.
But
I agree.
You have created own family. This is something most people don't understand. In the Bible, you never have to honor your father and your mother. Because you have just created your own family. You are the family unit. And it's part of making you grow up. And, yeah, your husband should have enough respect to go out to Heavenly Ham if you mess up and at least get a ham. Send him out to the store.
That's right.
Make a good effort, but you got backup. You got good backup if you just talk to them. Don't worry about it. And there's going to be a lot of women tomorrow. That are going to be. I can't believe some people, Kate. I just can't believe some people.
I know.
They'll lose their minds over something like
that.
They
will.
And I'm just
no, a lot will. I agree.
Yes,
I totally
will.
Agree.
And I'm just trying to say. Up listening to us right now, worry about it. You're putting in the time. You're doing the effort. Who's up? Oh, well, there's next year.
That's right. There's always next year. Grim, I'm so glad that you called. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, the whole weekend. And it's funny, Grim is so timely. I was reading something in the Washington Post, and this is so serious, that they, even carving the turkey, there's pressure on whoever carves the turkey to do it right. And they have a virtual way to carve the turkey, and they let you practice virtually. Hey, let's practice virtually. Well, if you do need some practice and you're worried about the big stage, go to the Washington Post and carve up the virtual turkey. My take on kindness and gratitude next.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
So when we hit this time of the year, people talk about giving gifts and reaching out to people they haven't talked to. How about some kindness, America? We have beaten each other up verbally and every other way. When I think of kindness, I looked up the definition of kindness. I know what I think kindness is, and I think it gets stretched in a couple of different ways. But the pure definition, if you looked it up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, you would get the quality or state of being, a kind deed, which would be a favor, or affection. And then you look for synonyms, and they would be courtesy, grace, indulgence, mercy, service. I like that. Turn, benevolence. Acts of kindness. People talk about acts of kindness. I think one of the greatest quotes I can give you is from a guy you might not have heard of. He was a speaker, pretty notable speaker. His name is Joe Charbonneau. Long gone, but Joe Charbonneau said you have to give, give, give before you get, get. And I think there's too much get going on. Wouldn't it be great if you just did and didn't expect anything in exchange and didn't shout to the world how kind you were? Because that's the other thing. With all the posting and social media, posting what you did and how great you are and all of that, there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn, but when you're doing something kind, it'd be great if some of it was anonymous, if that's possible. I've been reading this year a great book called The Daily Stoic. It's by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. And it's really changed my life in some ways, because stoicism to a lot of people, it's a way to be happier, to feel mentally strong. And Stoics identify with virtue and being rational. So the idea is you're in harmony with nature, which, of course, we are all part of. But there's so much craziness and external chaos around us that we're pulled in different directions. And often, instead of following the path and doing what we do, we get packaged in different ways. We get labeled in different ways. And I think Stoicism is kindness. People who practice Stoicism, I think in so many ways, could be described like that. Because some things are within our control and some things aren't. And much of what we're not happy about is caused by thinking that we can control things that we can't control. Can anybody out there relate to that? I can relate to that. The good news is things happen. Some aren't inherently good or bad, and it's within our power to decide how we value them. We don't have control. But we do, potentially, if you can shift your mind, we do potentially have control over what we would call happiness. How do you adjust your daily life for the daily challenges that you face? How do you think differently? I mean, life can be tough. It's not all roses out there for a lot of people. So easy to say that, but what are people that you run into dealing with? You know, sometimes we get irritated by something trivial. In fact, we just talked to Grimm, who kind of went down that path when he talked about there are people that are married and women that are trying to make first-time turkeys that are freaking out because it doesn't come out perfect and they feel like they failed. And then basically is the significant other running out to get a replacement meal? Because we stress out and we focus so much on what's happening that we can't handle it when it goes wrong. And boy, do I see that. I see a lot of stressed, miserable, angry people sometimes. And maybe that's from the traveling. I also meet some amazing people. But it's others that I see that I can tell they're just ready to pop because they're tired of the long lines. They're tired of something else that's happened. They have no patience when they're dealing with who's ever at the front side of an airline problem, which often is just somebody who is manning a desk, somebody who's a flight attendant and is helping people check into the plane, basically, and look for overhead space. And I've seen that a couple of times, just the explosions that happen and the way we are all so knotted up in a bunch. Give yourself some kindness, for goodness sake. Take a breath. Wait 10 seconds. Breathe before you explode. And then also, like I said, kindness to yourself. Because I think the secret to whatever your happiness looks like is being happy with yourself. Not finding fault in everything that happens and everything that you do. Marcus Aurelius had a strategy, and this goes back to the day of the Romans, reminded himself every morning that he was probably going to encounter a lot of stressed, angry, impatient, ungrateful people during the coming day. By reflecting on this in advance, he hoped he would be less likely to respond in kind, but he also reflected on the fact that none of the people would be like this intentionally. They were victims of their own mistaken judgments. No one chooses to be unhappy, stressed, angry, miserable, but they are the product of our judgments, and that's in our control. So what do you do about it? The world keeps on revolving. How vast is our universe? How infinite is time that stretches to the past, the present, and the future? And it just seems like our lives are just one quick moment. So when you're thinking of having that flash reaction, when you're thinking about how you're furious by so much that is happening out of your control when it comes to politicians, when it comes to some of the nonsense we talk about that flows out of that river in D.C., take a breath. And remember, you have control. And just because somebody else isn't being kind, you can create your own kind of kindness definition. And there's so much to be grateful for. I said this was about being grateful and acts of kindness, right? One thing I love that this has happened to me, actually. I love it when there's that random pay it forward person that they think, okay, I'm going to pay for your coffee. I've had that happen to me a couple of times where somebody, I had money in my hand and I was going up to a counter and had a conversation with a guy and it was in an airport and he said, no, I already got it. And it wasn't a pickup line. He was just being, he said, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I ran into that we had the conversation we had. Think of being grateful, showing appreciation of that kindness that I said, and thankful. And that's the word Thanksgiving. Because, after all, do you think the pilgrims were thankful for where they ended up? Although it's hard to stretch your mind back into that timeline of what they went through in crossing and coming over. But imagine once they were here and once they had a chance to experience the kind of freedom. Do you think there were random acts of kindness and gratitude once we had gone through the Revolutionary War and the country was founded and that people had rights and people also could express their opinions? They didn't have a king's ransom to answer to. And while we can complain about some outrageous red tape and ridiculous taxation and horrible representation in some cases, there is something you can do about it. You can step out and step up. And if you don't like what you see, especially locally, run yourself. One thing that Donald Trump did prove is you don't have to have a politician's typical pedigree to run for office. If you have bigger, better, badder ideas, spread them. Spread the wealth and share. We'll all be grateful for that. Enjoy your Thanksgiving days, because it's a long weekend that's already stretched for many, many people. And hang through. Forward is coming fast. It's our task to keep moving on. But just keep moving.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second explosion at a chemical plant in southeast Texas has prompted a mass evacuation. Reporter Courtney Sabowski.
About 60,000 people were told to evacuate, and this has happened in the last couple of hours. Of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. People probably have family in town, so there's even more people in the homes right now. So So we've seen a lot of traffic pick up, people going to relatives' homes, to friends' homes within the area.
Crystal Holmes is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
All three of the cities that are centrally located around the plant are being evacuated.
The initial blast happened around 1 a.m. The company, TBC Group, says three people were injured. Troy Monk with TBC says some of the homes were damaged.
Glass broken, doors jammed in their frames.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Version of Author's Corner, Rowan Stewart is with us. He's written a book called Reading Your Mind Daily. This is book one, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. We had such a great off-air conversation, I think about a couple of weeks ago, so I'm excited to introduce you to him. Hey, Rowan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. And just a reminder that the name of the book is Renewing Your Mind Daily.
Renewing Your Mind Daily, yes. And there's a couple of books attached to this, because you and I talked about that too. But Renewing Your Mind Daily, let's talk about the premise of that.
Right. So, hello world. Again, my name is Ron Stewart. I'm the author of Renewing Your Mind Daily. Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom is book one. So, I was inspired to write the book because of two main reasons, I would say. First is an encounter with a man of God who immersed himself in fasting and prayer and ultimately had supernatural experiences that gripped my attention. I found myself salivating for this type of experiences with God. I applied for my dream job but was denied the opportunity since I arrived at the interview a few minutes late. I was very upset that such a golden opportunity slipped through my fingers. I sought employment elsewhere and was accepted. It was at this job that I was introduced to this man of God. So what I thought was a rejection turned out to be contraction to my rebirth, as I had to be born again. And this is the path that God designed for me to do so and to pursue righteousness. And second is a scripture found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, which basically says, not conform
doing this, as you said, arriving late, it leads you down this path. There was something else that you and I talked about that prompted you to go in that direction of renewing your mind daily. What else was it that you were noticing around you?
It probably was the dream that we discussed, that this man of God that I met, well, he was just so passionate about fasting and praying and reading scriptures. And I admired that. I thought he was crazy. I didn't understand why someone would fast the entire day and read scriptures and pray. I mean, I went to church, but I wasn't deep into God as he was. So I thought he was crazy. But then he told me a dream. He told me about a dream he had. And I thought it was just crazy that he would even expect that this dream would manifest. But you know what? The dream came to fruition. And it was then I said to myself, God, I want to know you like he knows you. I want to have the type of relationship that he has with you. So I started to fast and pray and just spend time in the presence of God, reading scriptures, praying, and worshiping God on a daily basis. And then God proved himself to be no respecter of persons. I too start having dreams, about future things. And one of them I captured in the book. I found myself in this tall building. I was probably about midway, and I could see I was at a staircase, and I could see the top, the pinnacle of this building. And I realized that there was fire, and it was growing in increasingly ferocious. I panicked, and then I started to run down the spiral staircases. As I exited the building, I saw what seemed to be hundreds of people gazing to the top of this structure. I realized that there was like a ball of fire at the top, and it was just getting more ferocious. Then I saw people jumping out, and I couldn't understand why they would do that. Because, of course, you know, from such a height, by the time you on collision, it's instant death. And there were many people doing that. And I was startled. I grieved for them. But then that terrible situation even took a turn for the worse, as I saw now that the building started to collapse, and the debris and the cloud of dust that came along with it. Everyone, no one could stand in its way. So we all had to scramble for our lives as the dust and debris was just chasing us, and nothing could withstand its ferocity. So I ran as fast as I could, and I got to a point of safety. And then when the dust settled, I went back, because I was very curious. I went back and started to climb up on the debris and you know, the rocks and everything. And when I looked below my feet, it was just uncountable dead bodies. And I woke up from the dream thinking that this must be the church that is about to be shaken up. And little did I know that 911 would you know, happen. So the dream was like in January of 2001, and then of course September 11 happened. And I said to myself, God, you are no respecter of persons for one, and you hold the future in the palm of your hands. Nothing happens without you allowing it to happen. I know there are members of our audience who probably also
That's a good analogy. We're speaking with Rowan Stewart, and the name of the book is Renewing Your Mind Daily. You can get it on Amazon.com. What do you hope people take away from reading this?
So I would hope that people would three things, I would say. First is, first let's go back to the book a little bit. Embracing Culture of the Kingdom, book one, you know, about embracing the culture. Reading Your Mind Daily, matter of fact, sorry. Reading Your Mind Daily, book one, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. It's really about transformation. So it encourages us to renew the way we think by coming in alignment with the culture of the kingdom of God. For example, number one, forgiving without limits. The first devotional focuses on tapping into the uncharted depths of forgiveness. It speaks about a married couple on the brink of divorce due to the wife's infidelity. This formidable opponent to the longevity and success of any marriage. Sorry, let me repeat that. This is a formidable opponent to the longevity and success of any marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was further exacerbated when the husband ascertained that his wife was pregnant with another man's child. These are the moments when we need to tap into our God-given power to forgive. Just a few weeks ago, we had a teachable moment igniting the discussion on forgiveness when Rand John, the brother of the late Botham John, publicly forgave and hugged the woman responsible for the slaying of his brother. Such uncharted depth of forgiveness should be replicated across cities and states and nations and the entire world. This is the mental transformation that Renew Your Mind Daily urges its readers to embrace in influencing our world to become a better place. The second example of how Renew Your Mind Daily encourages us to be transformed is to dispel the myth that divine dreams and visions are not for today, but exclusively reserved for Bible days. The book provides real-life testimonies that God still speaks to his children today via dreams. Just as I mentioned before, with my testimony.
Yeah.
Consequently, I adopted a lifestyle of fasting, routine each day. In which I would pray, sing songs of worship to the Lord, and read scriptures. Then God proved himself to be no respecter of persons.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what? That's the perfect place to end this because we're up against it. Rowan Stewart, again, Renewing Your Mind Daily, especially the time of year that we're in. It's a perfect time for this. Any time is a perfect time for it, but definitely now when we're thinking about so much with important holidays coming up and whatnot. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, I thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In this edition of For Your Health, we're going to talk about vaping and also something that affects a lot of people. Anthony Los Cuadro joins us. He's the founder and director of Intaction, and we're talking about newborns and circumcision. So, Anthony, tell us the dilemma with circumcision and what people wrestle with, especially with religious traditions, etc., and what people don't know as the cons or the pros of circumcision.
Absolutely. And first, Kate, thanks for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And what I'd like to start off with is I want your audience to understand that circumcision is unnecessary. And I'll read a statement from doctors representing 20 international medical institutions. And what they said is circumcision fails to meet the commonly accepted criteria for the justification of preventative procedures in children. It has no compelling health benefits, causes pain, and can have serious long-term consequences. And it conflicts with the Hippocratic Oath, which is first, do no harm.
Wow. This is really what you're talking about with your organization, is you're trying to have children have a voice in what's happening here.
They should have a voice. Parents need more information because I think Americans have been in this tunnel vision of this belief that circumcision is necessary to do to babies. Nothing can be further from the truth. The intact body has a number of benefits. The foreskin is an important thing to have on a male anatomy. And there's a lot of downsides to circumcision people don't even realize until that happens to them.
Yeah. How widespread is it? I mean, isn't it commonplace?
It's common in America, but the trend is going downwards. The last statistics we have indicate like a 56% circumcision rate nationwide. It varies geographically, where the West Coast is the lowest. The Midwest tends to be higher, and then the East Coast tends to be around 50-50.
Wow. So what was the idea behind, because you're the director of Intaction, what was the idea of Intaction?
We were founded because we realized that Americans really needed some help in understanding these issues, and they weren't being given the correct information so they can make a proper decision on what's best for their children. They're hearing it one side from the medical community, which really is about
billing, how much they can bill out, how much they can charge for this procedure. It's a billion-dollar business. So when you have this Goliath of a medical industry that's behind this and pushing it, it has been for decades, and we're just a little David kind of fighting back and pushing back against that.
Wow. All right, so the best place that people can go to learn more is intaction.org. Right.
That's our absolutely. That's our website. We have plenty of information there. We have real life stories of men that have been severely impacted by this. People think that it's a quick little snip and nobody ever complains about it. There are psychological impacts of this throughout an individual's life, and unfortunately, up to and including suicide and severe depression. And these stories, these are real life stories. It's, you have to read it to believe it.
Wow. All right, so go and read those stories. Anthony, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Kate. I hope to speak to you soon.
All right, so I mentioned that we were also going to talk about vaping and lung injuries. Boy, oh boy. I mean, this is the buzz in the land that everybody's talking about, right? There were 2,200, I just read the statistic, there were 2,290 cases of lung injury linked to vaping as of just a couple of days ago, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So that's jumped up another 118 cases. The vaping injuries have been reported in 49 states, and also the CDC is reporting 47 confirmed deaths in 25 states and the District of Columbia. The CDC recommends that people not use e-cigarette products that contain THC. This is what people have been talking about, which we know is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. And it appears that vitamin E, this thickener, that's used, this acetate that's used in some vaping products, is also linked to these lung injury cases, and they're talking about other chemicals that they can't rule out. So the president is holding an e-cigarette meeting on Friday at the White House. This is how serious, obviously, it is, and it's been talked about, legislation, etc. And he's going to listen to the outside stakeholders on what younger people are doing using e-cigarettes, what the government's role in regulation is. This is according to some information that was released by the White House Deputy Press Secretary. So it's going to be advocacy groups, so they're pushing for it, the industry groups, nonprofits, medical associations across the board. That means, you know, everyone, wide open door. Good idea, of course. And what is the severity of this problem? Because the numbers are frightening. And then seeing some of those videos and photographs of people that are either dying or barely surviving, and they're not even 25 years old. Wow. And, I mean, children's health and safety and what they know or don't know about e-cigarettes, and this is such a phenomenon among teenagers who are, because it's the cool thing to do. I mean, we all know there was things you did when you went to school that you jumped on the bandwagon, and this is absolutely one of those bandwagon things. And whether it just, you know, the info wasn't out there, we weren't seeing it, whatever, this is obviously something incredibly serious, and it affects way too many people. And families are just devastated when they lose somebody to it, because it's, they're just not expecting that, right? And it's shocking. There was even somebody who needed a double lung transplant. This is one that really popped off to me. Somebody who needed a double lung transplant after having a vaping injury because it was the only way they were going to survive. And can you imagine? You know, it's just not, you know, I can remember my great grandmother smoking, and I remember that, I mean, they lived to pretty old ages. But I remember the conversation that my mother would have with us, like, hey, you don't want to go down this path, and the whole thing about cigarettes, and we know that, and we understand what's the warning is on the side of the pack of cigarettes, and it's our choice and all of that. But I think people just had no clue, or just were not thinking, what are they inhaling, what are they pulling in, especially kids, and it becomes this epidemic because it is, like I said, the cool thing to do. So there were doctors at the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, and they perform what they think is the first double lung transplant in the U.S. for a male patient whose lungs were irreparably damaged after vaping. So they wanted to get the word out to the public. They want to warn others that this is, they don't believe that this is something that's limited, that they, that, you know, this could happen to others, and we're seeing that the lungs collapsing, and that's why they're dying, etc. And the numbers certainly are low compared to how, I say low, I think they're high and scary, but low in the sense of how many people are vaping, but that's the whole idea. And it's this acetate that is sometimes used in the THC and other vaping products that might be the big problem for the national outbreak. And they're still trying to figure out what the risk factors might be, if there are any, among those who have gotten sick. So some states and cities have placed limits on sales of vaping products because they're being challenged in court. Walgreens, Walmart, they stopped selling them. They said, you know, forget about it. And remember, back in September, the administration said they were going to take action and look at a possible flavor ban. But that's why they're having this big meeting, because there's been some blowback to not doing that. And the CDC is being pretty strong about this. They're suggesting people completely don't use any vaping products with THC, no matter where they buy them, all of that, because they just don't know. There's too much that is unknown about what's happening here. I just can't imagine that feeling of having a teenager and then getting the word that they're in the hospital and their lung has collapsed, and it's because of this, you know, this vaping that they're doing with their friends, and having really no idea. Now they would have more of an idea because of the conversations, but really having no idea as to what could possibly, you know, what this could possibly lead to. So the research and the race in this research to find the cause of these vaping related illnesses, I think, is so vital, and that's why we're talking about it on this edition of For Your Health. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this jam-packed hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.